Well, good morning, everybody. If we could take our Bibles and open them to the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 7. Everybody's always happy when the preacher says open to Revelation or Genesis. They're easy to find. Easier than Habakkuk or something like that. As you're turning there, I'm a representative of a school, new school, called Chafer Theological Seminary. So we have some brochures on the Manna book table. So if you know of anybody interested in seminary education, I'd encourage you to take a look at this brochure. We're very involved in distance education, meaning you don't have to go anywhere. You can take classes right where you're at. So take a look at that if you have an interest in it, or if you know somebody that has an interest in theological education. Well, the title of this session is A Case for the Futurist Interpretation of the Book of Revelation. I know what you all are thinking. Duh. Of course, the Book of Revelation is talking about something future, right? Well, you would be shocked to discover the number of people that are out there trying to argue that the Book of Revelation already happened. Did you know that? In A.D. 70. Has anybody heard of the doctrine of preterism? Okay, good. A lot of people are familiar with it. Preterism is basically from a Latin word meaning past. So there is a growing segment of Christianity, that believes the book of Revelation already happened. You might recognize the name R.C. Sproul. Do you recognize that name? He may have some good things to say in a lot of different areas, but I think on prophecy, he's very confused. He wrote a whole book arguing for preterism. Do you recognize the name Hank Hennegraaff? Okay. He wrote another book arguing for preterism. And what exactly is that, preterism? Well, what they believe is that the book of Revelation was written in the mid-60s. And it is a prediction of events that mostly happened in A.D. 70 when Rome sacked Jerusalem. And during this time period, God supposedly divorced and judged adulterous Israel, permanently put her away, and now the church, us, we have permanently replaced Israel in the plan and program of God. That's the belief of preterism. They still hold to a second coming of Christ. They put it in a very strange place in the Bible. They put it in Revelation 20, verses 7 through 10, when the fire comes down from heaven and judges the rebels at the end of the tribulation period. So they still hold to a future coming of Christ, a future judgment, a future resurrection of the dead for the unbeliever. But beyond that, you can stick a fork in it because it's done. Everything else in the book of Revelation has already happened according to their system. So there is no future Babylon, there is no future Antichrist, there is no future tribulation period, there is no future kingdom, because as David said, we're in the kingdom now. As I like to say, well, if this is the kingdom, I must be in the ghetto section of town, because I don't see kingdom conditions, do you? So one of these days, you might think this view is very strange, but you're going to get exposed to it. You're going to run into a preacher or a teacher who believes it. It's highly likely that your children or your grandchildren could get pulled into this at one point. I know of many, many families that are struggling right now because the youth in the family have become preterists. We are involved in our family in homeschooling, and preterism is all over the homeschooling curriculum. And so we have to be very selective concerning what curriculum we use in the home with our daughter. So this may seem like a strange idea, a foreign idea, but it's much bigger than most people are aware of. So the goal of this session is to equip you to defend a futurist interpretation of the book of Revelation against the doctrine of partial preterism. So the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to talk you through 13 issues that are there on the screen, and I'm going to try to keep things moving, because some of these can get very interesting and it's easy to get bogged down. So by the time we get to the end, you'll have sort of a point of view on what preterism is and know how to respond to each of these 13 points. So does that sound good? So here we go. Really, with most theological controversies, the issue starts with something called hermeneutics. Is anybody familiar with that word, hermeneutics? Very good. It's the science and art of biblical interpretation. And as you can imagine, our view interprets Revelation very different than their view does. So our view is what we would call a normal, literal, or consistent approach to the book of Revelation. In other words, when we come to the book of Revelation, we don't come up with a new set of interpretive principles. We try to apply our principles consistently from Genesis to Revelation. Of course, that doesn't mean that we don't acknowledge figures of speech when they're present in the text. Figures of speech are all over the Bible, but we can basically figure out what a figure of speech is and assign the right meaning. So you'll notice as you go through the book of Revelation that there's all kinds of clues in the text telling us that there's a figure of speech or a symbol. Words like spiritually, sign, like, or as, and so forth. And when we run into those figures of speech, we have a way for deciphering them. Many times the context will interpret the figure of speech for us. Other times the Old Testament, now if you were with us last night, we studied the woman clothed with the sun and the moon and the stars. Does anybody remember who that woman is? Nation of Israel. We know that from the Old Testament, Genesis 37. So we have tools at our disposal where we can figure out what a figure of speech is, and we can figure out how to decipher that figure of speech. And as you follow that method consistently, that pushes you in the direction of futurism, which basically means we think that the book of Revelation is yet future. The bulk of the book, particularly chapters 4 through 22, have never happened yet. For example, the book of Revelation talks about half of the world's population being destroyed. I mean, has that ever happened yet? No. Has the sea ever turned to blood? No, it hasn't. Has the greatest earthquake in human history ever occurred? No, it hasn't. And we obtain that result because we're interpreting words or phrases in the book of Revelation according to their normal, literal sense, taking into account figures of speech when they're obvious in the text through certain clues. So that's the right way to approach the book of Revelation. Would you all agree with that? Now, what are the preterists saying? Preterists have a completely different approach to the book of Revelation, and they like to use the phrase apocalyptic literature. Now, what they mean by that is the book of Revelation is identical to all of these non-canonical books that flourished in the intertestamental period and into the first century, books that we don't accept as canonical, books like Enoch, Jubilees, the Assumption of Moses, the Apocalypse of Baruch, these type of documents. And what they're trying to argue is in those documents you have what's called hyperbole. What is hyperbole? It's a deliberate exaggeration. And so they basically believe that the book of Revelation is just like that. The book of Revelation is not meant to be understood literally. In fact, they would call you naive for even trying to do that, because we all know that this book is filled with hyperbole. So let me just give you a few quotes just to, so you can get the flavor of this. One preterist writes, this is Brian McLaren. If you recognize the name Brian McLaren, he's really big in the emergent or emerging church. And he's basically a preterist, and he says the book of Revelation is an example of a literary genre of ancient Judaism known today as Jewish apocalyptic. Trying to read it without understanding its genre would be like watching Star Trek or some other science fiction show thinking it was a historical documentary. Instead of being a book about the distant future, it becomes a way of thinking about the challenges of the immediate present, and a preterist would say, in the past. So you'll notice what he's doing here. He's categorizing Revelation a certain way. And he's saying you have to understand it's just hyperbole. It's a hyperbolic way of saying the Rome invaded Jerusalem in AD 70.